Now we travel to the Tyrol. That is the traditional western part of Austria, and we're talking with a friend of mine named Gabby Koch, who is in a town called Reutte. Hey, Gabby.
Hi, Rick. Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Frohe Weihnachten.
We have a lot of romantic images of the Tyrol, or the, I guess you say Tyrol in German.
Tyrol.
And I wonder, can you just describe to people what a small town Christmas would be like in your part of Europe?
Now, Christmas is a very traditional fest here. As you know, we are Roman Catholic, so it starts already with the Advent time. So we get prepared and be prepared for the birth of Jesus. A lot of handcrafts are done then, Christmas decoration. We do a lot of music with traditional instruments like guitar, zither, harp, hackbread, flute is celebrated in the families.
You know, for the United States, for a lot of people, it's like how many shopping days left till Christmas. But I think in the Tyrol, there's a lot of sacred days around the Christmas season. You have St. Nicholas Day.
We have St. Nicholas Day, which is not Santa Claus like I think you celebrate in your country. St. Nicholas, or Nicholas, how we call him short, is named after a bishop who helped hungry people, and he especially helped kids. So it's very custom to Nicholas to bring children fruits, nuts, and sweet things. As well, it's a good occasion for the parents to remind their kids through Nicholas to behave themselves, like to do proper homework or to go bed earlier. And in this worst case, there is as well a Krampus. It's like a black man with the Nicholas, and this is very much tradition.
So black man, you don't mean an African, you mean a
person. We say Krampus because he looks very ugly and very scaring. So better people do what the Saint Nicholas is telling them. He's wearing a fell. He looks like an animal.
Okay.
And he ring bells, and he has a rute to give them a klaks on the popo.
Tell me, when you were a little child, what are your best memories of Christmas in Austria?
Actually, the best time was when my mom was doing all the cookies. And they taste so wonderful before Christmas. So we had almost no cookies left on the Christmas day. And, of course, when you're a child, you are very excited about the gifts. By the way, we have a very special custom in our family, which is very exciting, very funny, and very stress-free. For example, we pick on an occasion where the family meets each other. We pick a name out of the family members.
Right.
And, of course, this is kept as a secret. And only this person gets a Christmas present.
Okay. So that just cuts down the commercialism of the season.
Exactly.
for a big family. That's especially handy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby, you said the people are, during the Advent season, as Christmas approaches, they prepare with handicrafts and decorating. How are the houses decorated in your town?
Mainly with nature things like trees, nuts, apples, so not very artificial things.
Now, in the United States, we decorate our tree several weeks, usually before Christmas. When do you get your tree, and when do you decorate it, and how does that involve the children?
In very few houses, we have artificial trees. Usually, we have natural trees, and sometimes we pick them very, very short time ahead. So even on the Christmas day, we go to the forest and pick them.
Yeah, now, I found that last Christmas in Germany, the Christmas tree lots, you know, where people go to buy their trees in the,
yes,
in the towns, they weren't even set up until December 2022 or something like this, and then everybody is buying the trees shortly before Christmas. Is that correct?
Yes, in a very short time, because then they come to the living room, and as it's quite cold at this time, they get very soon bed, and therefore they are set up a quite short time before Christmas.
Now, for small children, isn't there a tradition where they don't see the tree until actually Christmas Eve? How does that work?
Exactly. So usually Weihnachten, the shops close at lunchtime, Some are open till 5 p.m., but then they will close until the 27th of December, so no more shopping then.
Okay.
The papas, they need to keep the smaller children busy, like they go out, they do skiing or skating or snowman or playing games, whatever. And then the mama prepares the tree and the presents, and the living room is closed. And they will come at about 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. The Christmas bell rings, and everybody may enter then the living room.
Oh, so let me get this straight then. So the dad, the father, takes the
yes.
children away on the 24th, Christmas
exactly.
Eve. And mm-hmm. that gives the mother time to actually decorate the tree. And
yeah.
it's all in its glory. The gifts are put under, and the room is locked up so the children cannot see it.
Right.
And then you ring a bell.
Then it's a bell. The bell is ringing, and then we may go to the living room. Of course, this is done with the smaller kids. When they are a little bit older, they join decorating the Christmas tree.
Okay. Now, who actually, in the children's mind, who brings the presents?
Christkind.
Christkind.
Yeah,
so that
Christkind.
Is the Christ child, literally, brings
exactly.
the presents. Now,
yeah.
okay, because that's a typically Tyrolean and Bavarian approach to this.
No, this is due to our belief, Roman Catholic. The Christkind is the birth of God. It's Jesus, and so we never have had any Weihnachtsmann. This is not something from our religion.
So Weihnachtsmann, what would that be?
Weihnachtsmann is actually a newer expression. I think
our equivalent would be Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, yes.
Okay.
But I think it's mainly used for business reasons.
So even the little children, they think of that Jesus is bringing the presents to them and putting them under the tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they leave something out for baby Jesus?
No.
No. Okay, because we leave cookies and milk out for Santa Claus.
No, no.
Okay. Now, when I was in Austria, people were actually blessing the house on Christmas Eve. They were smoking it somehow. Can you explain that?
This will be done in some houses, but it's mainly done for the Holy Three Kings when they come and visit the house and give their blessings of the Holy Three Kings and the arriving of the birth of Jesus.
Okay, so you give a Christian blessing to the house, sort of symbolizing
yes.
the arrival of the three kings. Is that because when you travel, you a lot of times you see numbers and letters above a door made in
yes.
white chalk?
Exactly. This is the meaning for Christmas. And then the Holy Three Kings go through the houses and give the blessings.
Okay. Now, describe for me, Gabi, in the Tyrol, in Western Austria, the
mm-hmm.
How you deal with the big family meal and when you go to Mass and how the Mass and the family all comes together.
Now, usually the meal on the 24th is quite simple because there are a lot of preparations and to make it really up to the event, to the birth of Jesus. The meal is quite simple, like a sausage and a potato salad or a fish, but not very fancy. And the service where we go to is at midnight. We call it the Christmette. And it will start at 11:30 with already Christmas songs in the church. And then the main service, which is very familiar but as well festive, will be starting at midnight. Afterwards, everybody wishes Frohe Weihnachten, and in front of the church, which is a very nice custom, especially when it's snowing, so it's like in a fairy tale.
So after the Mass, everybody is socializing in front of the church, wishing
yes.
each other Merry Christmas, Frohe mm-hmm. Weihnachten.
Yeah, and then we go to the illuminated cemetery, sometimes before the church service starts, but as well very often afterwards. And the cemetery is as well full with lights.
What kind of lights and why?
Oh, this is to give the wishes and the merry Frohe Weihnachten to the dead people as well.
So there's candles in your graveyards?
Candles, yes, a lot of candles.
Huh.
After the Christmas bell rang, you go to the living room, then you have some Christmas songs, or some Christmas Gedichte. Then you have the Evangelium. This is the history of the birth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So you read the Gospel.
You read the Evangelium. Afterwards, you have again some Christmas songs. Then you give the Christmas wishings, and then a very exciting point, you can open the presents.
Wow. And do you have then a big Christmas feast on Christmas Day?
On the 25th. Sometimes you start with a very long breakfast because you come back quite late from the church.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a late breakfast, probably like a brunch. Then you go to the sons and daughters, or they come to the house, and then you have cake, and then probably have early evening meal or a later evening meal. But the whole day will be time to spend and to see the family and enjoy each other.
Yeah. Now, you've mentioned you have a Christmas yodel. We always think of yodeling as something that is more of a, I don't think of it as part of Christmas. How does the yodel work in with Christmas?
It's an Andachtsjodler. I think Andacht, it's called devotion. And it sounds, I will try. I'm musical-wise the black sheep in the family, but I will try to sing it for you.
Oh, beautiful. Moment. Give us a little Christmas yodel from Austria.
Yes. Jod, joiru. Jod, joiru. Jod, joiru. Jod, joiru.
So your family would do this together?
Yes, this continues and usually goes in man to women voices and repeats three times.
And what are the words in English? Can you translate that?
Oh, it's jo. It's not really sense.
It's not. It's just sounds that you'd sing.
It's like a sound, and it's is it right? Devotion.
Yeah, devotional.
Devotional, because you know when those songs started, they had no organ, no other music. So this was the voices have been the only music in the churches and of course in the families, and this was really a song to devote to the event of Christmas.
All right, Gabby, can you share with us in the United States what your wishes are for the new year?
I wish first peace for everybody, Frohe Weihnachten, and then of course everybody wants to be healthy. Join family and be happy and, of course, have all the blessings of God.
That's beautiful. And once again, in your language, how do you say Merry Christmas?
Frohe Weihnachten.
Frohe Weihnachten. Gabby Frohe Koch. Weihnachten. Thank you very much, Gabby, and Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You. Frohe Weihnachten from Austria. Rick, to you and to everybody.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.